Joining us this morning, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. Thank you for having me on this snowy morning.
Well, thanks for coming in. How was your drive-in?
You know, I had to go a little slower, but the roads are slushy.
Slushy. Yeah. Slushy is a good word, too. Yeah. Slick and slushy.
But if you go slowly, I think you can do well. But if you don't need to be out, don't come out.
Don't come out. Yeah. And your offices are delayed opening this
morning. Yeah, we have a delayed opening. Today is the first day also for our voter service and polling centers open. So it's the first day that people can, if they need something special done, need to register in person or get a ballot replacement over the counter, they would do it in our motor vehicle offices. However, they are a two-hour delay. They'll open at 10 o'clock. So our Union Town Center office is going to be open at 10, the Downtown Centennial Campus, the Citizen Service Center on Guard of the Gods, and the Powers and Airport. Though Fort Carson, our motor vehicle office there in this Soldier Readiness Center, is closed because they have closed that building.
Correct. Okay. So, but everything else is on a delay until 10 a.m. this morning.
That's correct.
Now, let's talk about already voter turnout. It sounds like El Paso County is leading the way in across the state.
Yes, we are. We have the highest number of returns in the state by county. We have 50,000 plus that have returned their ballot. Turnout right now is about 12% above what it was in 2017 and 15. So people are getting out and voting and having their voices heard.
Now, is turnout up across the state, or is that just El Paso County?
Across the state and in El Paso County. Both is up significantly.
That's great. That's good to hear.
It is good to hear.
Yeah. And because usually it's just for the main, you know, the big elections.
There's some important statewide issues. And then also in our communities, our schools and our local communities have some important things before the voters.
Now, let's talk about ballot boxes across the county. You guys continue to open more and more drop-off locations. In fact, weren't two opened? Wait, last week, the week before?
We opened two more kiosks. We have opened two more kiosks. Those are those self-service centers that you can renew your transactions if you're doing a motor vehicle renewal. The King Supers on South Academy and the King Supers at Stetson Hills and Powers. But ballot boxes, thank you for asking. We have 10 additional ones. We have the one at the Monument Park and Ride, Black Forest Fire. Both the Rampart and Centennial campuses of Pikes Peak Community College, Tiffany Square Center at Woodman and I-25, UCCS, Bear Creek Park, Fountain Valley Park, Regional Building, and Fort Carson. That ballot box is on the outside of the building, so if you need to drop off something, you can do that so today.
Perfect. So keep more and more places to drop off.
Yeah, let's keep El Paso County at the top in turnout. So let's see if we can't challenge all our citizens to turn out and make their voice heard.
And what happens if someone votes and then they make a mistake and they spoil their ballot? What do they need to do?
There's one of two things you can do. If you make a mistake and circle the wrong oval or color in the wrong oval, draw a line through the incorrect choice, color in the oval of the choice you really do intend to vote for, and then circle that.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. And that will be the indication to our machine and our team of election judges to adjudicate that vote is what it's called in election.
So cross out the first one that's wrong completely.
Completely, and then circle. Color the oval of the correct choice and circle
the
that.
Whole thing.
Do you need to initial too?
No, do not initial. Do not initial.
Will because that mess up the system?
I do not want to know who you are. I
don't. Oh, that's right.
That identifies you.
That's right.
Don't sign your ballot next to your error or your correction or initial it because we want your vote to be secret. We want it to be sacred. I don't want to know how you voted, Mike.
Right.
You make a good point. So a lot of times when you make a correction, they want you to initial.
When you sign legal paperwork, yes. But this is a little different.
Okay. And what is one of the biggest mistakes? Is that forgetting to sign the envelope?
Sign the envelope or signing your spouse or someone else in your household.
Okay.
Envelope. And there again, if you sign the wrong envelope, draw a line through it, sign your name, and we'll be able to count it.
And what happens if somebody forgets to sign?
If someone forgets to sign, within 3 days, we will send you a letter notifying you of that, and then in the letter will be the process by which you can correct that, cure that signature.
And of course, all this information is on your website.
Yeah, if you go to epcvotes.com, that stands for El Paso County Votes.com. Or call our office at 575-VOTE, but call after 10 o'clock today. 575-VOTE after 10 a.m. today.
And a reminder, the five voter centers, except for Fort Carson.
today.
Opening today.
Yeah. Today. And we will have our vote centers open through the week. We'll be open on Saturday. And then from 7.
Is next week the
and
last
then next week is the election, 7 p.m. on November 5th. So get your ballots in.
And we'll talk with you next week.
Yes, we will.
That final push. Get your ballots in.
Get them in.
Yeah. Right.
Chuck, thanks for braving the weather and drive safe.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 743 KRDO's Morning News.